Listening 18. Listen to Brad talking about the best waterfalls he's seen, and complete with the right information. I've always been fascinated by water in general. I love the sea, I like rivers, but most of all, I'm attracted by waterfalls, by their magnificence and force. I've seen many waterfalls, but some of them struck me in a particular way. The Angel Falls in Venezuela is the tallest waterfall in the world, about 979 meters from a tabletop mountain called the Devil's Mountain. The waterfall itself seems to be a paradox because it's not fed by conventional sources such as snow, glacier melt, lakes or rivers, but just by equatorial tropical rainfall. The name comes from the name of aviator Jimmy Angel, who landed there in 1937. Another very famous waterfall is the Niagara Falls, on the border between USA and Canada. It is the largest waterfall in North America, and it has an overall average discharge of 110,000 cubic meters per second. It is fed by the Niagara River, and it is split into three distinct waterfalls: the Horseshoe Falls, the American Falls, and the Bridal Veil Falls. Another waterfall worth visiting is the Victoria Falls, on the border between Zambia and Zimbabwe. It's the largest singular waterfall in the world, with a width of 1.7 kilometers, a height of 108 meters, and an average flow of 1 million liters per second. Its name comes from the name of Queen Victoria, given by David Livingstone in 1855, the first European to see it. Victoria Falls is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and is fed by the mighty Zambezi River. Last but not least, the Iguazu Falls, on the border between Argentina and Brazil, is considered a network of 275 different waterfalls. It is fed by the Iguazu River and has a height of 70 meters and a width of 2.7 kilometers. It became a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1986.